You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 204, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And yes, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says God is much more interested in cultivating your character than cultivating your skills. And joining me on today's show is Erica Evans. Erica is a wife and a Christian life and business coach. And Erica started building a business a little over a year ago, and God has directed her path one step at a time. She started out as an emotional wellness coach, and she now helps ministry-minded women build their own faith-based coaching business so that they can fulfill their kingdom calling without sacrificing their income. Now, on today's show, Erica is going to share that your calling is not flexible. So you're going to talk more about that. She's also going to talk about, as a believer, your greatest gift is the ability to hear God, as well as her message for my fellow ambitious visionaries. Here's what she says to all of us. Slow down. You cannot rush God. Absolutely. Although I'm sure we're all driven and would love him to be on our timetable, but not often the case. Welcome to the show, Erica. How are you? Really, really good, and looking forward to diving into today's conversation. You know, as business owners, where we start off and where God continues to lead us, and that time frame in between those two areas is different for everyone, can be really different from when we first started our business. And I love how you've evolved your own business, because many of us can look at that evolution or the change as a failure, but in actual fact, I'm a firm believer, and I'd love to hear your thoughts too. Every experience, every certification we do, every avenue that we have in our business and that we follow is building skills and a foundation upon which we can change, we can shift if, you know, the market requires of us to do that, or we see another market opening up, and certainly if we're being guided to by our Lord. Is that what you found too? How did that transition for you?
Absolutely. So when I first started, I thought I had it all figured out. I had struggled with anxiety, severe social anxiety back in college and up to that point. And so that was victory for me to overcome that.
Yes.
And so I thought, you know, this is it. You know, I'm going to help women overcome anxiety and, you know, just be emotionally well and whole. So, you know, I just dove straight into that for several months. And then right before the new year, I just heard God say to me, don't be afraid of new direction for the new year. And I thought, well, I am afraid. So, I just kind of leaned into that, and God just started revealing a different direction one step at a time.
Yes.
And honestly, since then, I've had actually many pivots, because what I've realized, clarity is not the whole picture at one time. It's understanding your next step.
Yes.
And just taking that. And then you get more and more and more clarity. So like you said, you know, at first I was really ashamed to pivot. I was like, I'm crazy. I must be crazy. I just keep coming up with all these new ideas, and I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to go in. I try something, it doesn't work, then I can't begin.
Yeah.
But it's really just been me understanding how God works.
Yeah.
And just learning to trust Him completely.
Mm-hmm.
And stop being so protective over my image and over appearing to have it all together. You know, appearing to every step of the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that I have come to learn about myself, and that there are other groups of people out there, men and women, is that we're multi-talented and we're interested in a number of different things. And I don't know about you, Erica, But if I'm doing the same old, it's kind of like, you know, you get quite bored and you want the next adventure. What's exciting? You know, I use a system whereby we have a look at various characteristics when I'm identifying someone's brand message and character. And my strongest is explorer. So I'm out there, new things, new adventures. And what that's taught me, and that's purposeful. God has wired us that way. And I think when we look at all of those experiences and that inflexibility is so important, we can often find an umbrella that it falls under. So all of these different skills, experiences, knowledge that we have can support someone. And if we can find that umbrella, and of course you have, where you've got these skills and experiences and now, of course, are using that to really support kingdom, you know, called other business women and obviously some men too that you would deal with, then that fits beautifully under that umbrella. Share a little bit more about this, because I think you have to get to that point where you realize that that's okay. Even if people look at you and say, oh, well, what are you doing today? Oh, what are you doing today? Because I used to get that all the time as well. Share a little bit about what your journey and experience was.
Absolutely. Well, one thing I learned was to stop sharing every single step of the journey.
Guess what I'm doing today?
Yes! I'm also someone who has lots of ideas, and I get really excited when I do ideas. And so I would share them, I'd share them with my husband, I'd share them with, you know, my close family, and then the next day it would be like, God would refine that. And I didn't realize that that word is really powerful. Refinement instead of thinking I'm just, you know, wishy-washy or I'm changing my mind. So it's allowing God to refine. So I started out emotional wellness coaching, and then it turned into actually just not doing anything for a couple of months. And then I redid my website, and so I was just take really quick action, and for me that's an area God is working on me in, is waiting to hear more and not being so quick to implement new ideas and changes. So, you know, I just kind of stopped for a while and just learned to research and talk to people and actually find out what people need instead of me making up solutions, which I thought were great, but I had no proof that anybody else knew.
Yes.
And when I started to research, I started to realize, okay, calling. A lot of women, you know, a lot of women know what they're called to do, but they have no idea how to actually make it happen. And they're doing calling in the wrong way. So they think that they need to find this one thing that they're supposed to do for the rest of their life, and that's supposed to fulfill them. But I view calling as more of a personal mission statement. And so my personal mission statement that God gave me is to create a movement of confident, competent, and fulfilled women. And like you said, an umbrella, there are so many things that can fall under that. And that's okay. And I can explore many of those. I mean, right now, I'm doing life and business coaching. 2 years from now, like you said, if the market changes, it could be something else. As long as I'm honoring that grand calling that God has on my life.
Yeah, so true. One of the things I think in that instance, and just revisiting what you said, because I think it's so important, is to be mindful about who we share that with, because I believe that there could be a pathway, and often there is, and stepping stones, and each experience we're supporting people that may not necessarily be, and I'm quoting T.D. Jakes. I remember I heard him interviewed once, and he said his son was going to, I think, law school. He said, Dad, what if that's not the thing? And he said, son, it doesn't matter. It may not be the thing, but it's leading you to the thing. And I think once we give ourselves permission to say, this may not be where I plant my flag, but it certainly is going to allow me to provide value for someone, but develop the skills and even clarity around, is this where I want to continue using my gifts and skills? And when we do it that way, we continue to build a resource kit, a whole toolkit full of incredible tools, resources, knowledge, wealth of experience that we can continue to impart with the world. So I think it's great. So give yourself permission to continue exploring and to continue leaning in as God refines us, and more importantly, be mindful about who you share. You might want to blurt it out because it's so exciting. Blurt it out in a journal and put it in a drawer. Because otherwise your family, I'm the same, my husband will go, oh, okay, what are you doing today? And now, of course, the last 10, 15, 20 years, it's now all sitting under the umbrella of this podcast. You're going to say something, Ed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were going to say something, Erica.
I agree. Yeah.
so important. Let's have a look at the next point that you wanted to share, and it speaks into something that you mentioned earlier around your ability or our ability to hear God. And as a believer, you say it's your greatest gift. Absolutely. You know, and every now and again, there are times where we feel that we speaking, obviously in prayer and reading the Bible, but we feel that there's silence. We don't kind of have a response. So what do you do that enables you to hear from God? And have you had situations where it has been silent? And what do you do in those times?
Great question. So first of all, I think hearing from God is a discipline. I do think it's something that you become better at discerning between your own thoughts and the voice of the Holy Spirit over time. But I think first and foremost, you have to know what's in the Word, because you have to know what God's voice sounds like. So I just began by spending time in the Word. And then, you know, I like to read the Bible first so that I get custom to God's voice. Every time I sit down to hear from God, I like to read, whether it's a verse or a chapter, just to get in that space. And then once I do that, journaling for me is huge, because it's easy to mishear or misremember something. But if I'm writing it down, I just feel like the flow is coming out in here as I'm writing what I'm hearing. And another thing I love to do is just listen to worship music after I've read the words and worship music. And again, just getting used to kind of having God's love and his voice pour over me in that moment. But absolutely, there are times when I feel like either I haven't heard from the Lord, or I thought I heard correctly, and now I'm being pulled in another direction, and I'm trying to reconcile that with what I thought I heard. And in those times, again, for me, it's just be still. You know, I may not hear from God in that moment, and that's okay. You know, I can put away my journal and I can move on and do something else. I don't have to have all the answers right now, and I don't have to take action right now. So just being at peace with however God wants to deal with you, whether that's in silence, maybe God is working on something in your character. How I view it.
Yeah, so true, and a great reminder for all of us. I think, you know, sometimes too, what I've noticed, and I'd love you to speak a little bit into this too, is sometimes we can be listening to external clutter that's actually blocking the whisper of you know, what God wants us. So, you know, for me, what I've done is limit the newsletters that I'm subscribed to, limit the number of people that I'm listening to, because quite often if you listen to more people who are speaking and allowing them to speak into your life, some of those things can be conflicting and becomes overwhelming for you, so you end up doing nothing. Is that something that you've struggled with too? And what did you do? Because I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs can do that.
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful point. More information is not always better. You do need to guard your heart and guard your mind, guard your peace of mind. And absolutely, I used to, you know, download all the freebies, you know, watch all the webinars, listen to all the experts. And it's better to just get mentorship from one person and then seek the Lord for the rest. Because as you said, conflicting information just leaves you in, you know, paralysis, questioning yourself. And I mean, there have been times when I've just not taken in any more information at all. You know, maybe had to decide, you know what, I'm giving this a mastermind call today because I just can't take in any more. Mm. know when you're getting overwhelmed and getting overwhelmed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes, and this is the biggest lesson that I learned, is that when you allow multiple people to speak into your life, overwhelm is absolutely something that we can suffer with. But something else as well is that it's if it's not integrated, like often we struggle with our marketing. And if we're doing the Facebook there and then the Instagram and then the LinkedIn and then the lives, if we don't integrate those, how does one connect to the other, which is working well? We don't integrate it, then we can be spinning all of these plates in the air and nothing's talking to one another and we don't build that momentum. So it's so important, work on one thing, get that working, then integrate something else. Otherwise, we can stretch ourselves too thin. So very, very important. Something else that's really important and you speak into as well is that we are ambitious, we're visionaries, we're driven to make that impact. And it's important for us to realize that whilst we love, you know, taking action and fast pace, we need to learn to slow down and we cannot rush God's timing. Speak more about this.
Yeah, this is the hardest lesson that I've ever had to learn. I really relate to the character Joseph in the Bible because I'm always a dreamer, I'm always a vision. And, you know, the Lord will speak vision or a dream into my life. And I'm like, so excited. I just want to go and help. And, you know, my husband, bless him, he called me out on something, you know, that I was bragging almost. Like, look what big vision and ambition and dreams I have. And look how fast I'm going to reach them. And, you know, but it just has not turned out that way. And I'm really grateful for that, because, you know, and I wish that I had gone into it with the understanding that God is cultivating my character and he's much more interested in me being ready for the responsibility than in me reaching that final destination. So, I mean, I have spent hours and hours and hours on my business. I've had sleepless nights. I mean, I have done all the sacrifice and I've invested in my business, you know, everything, quote, right, that you would think. And the progress still came at the rate that God wanted it to, which is, you know, slow and steady so that I could handle each stage of growth so that I could actually steward the people well that I'm given.
Yes, so true. And something else, you know, that aligns beautifully with what you're saying and really what I've selected as the show title, you know, cultivating your character rather than cultivating your skills. So often I'm reminded, if I think back, because we are learning these things and we go, I got it, you know, because God's wired us with strengths that enables us, for me, technology, for you, you know, things that are relative and relatable to your work that you do. And the greatest lesson was, whilst you can do it, one of the missing pieces was seeking the kingdom first. And I think for some of us, you know, when we do have that drive, we need to be so mindful that we need to delight ourselves first and foremost in him, because if he allowed us to continue that progression, the strength that we need is not from ourselves, but rather where, because, you know, things happen in business. And I think, you know, we need to be mindful. I did anyway. Be mindful where you get your strength from, where you place your success and significance. And if that's not him first, he'll just sit and wait back till we get to that point. Have you found that out?
Yeah.
Is that kind of, I think a lot of us
get. Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, I just ended up exhausted and frustrated. And then I just had to get to a point where I said, okay, God, I get it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, you can do it. You know, this is your thing.
Yeah. So true. And such a great reminder. It's so interesting how the Lord works. And a lot of it has to center with our identity, you know, and you know, the drive. And, you know, sometimes people might look at it and say, well, you know, you're spending a lot of time on your business. But for many of us, this is part of our ministry. This is really what we do.
Yeah.
We're called to do that. But just like whatever industry that we're in, whatever business we're in, whatever career we're in, even if we are, our career is in the home, if we're not putting him first and foremost, we're not aligning with his word. I mean, that's what he says. And, you know, our identity has to come in him first and foremost, and who he says we are, and then everything else will fall into place. And again, sometimes don't you wish you would just fast track that learning as well? Okay, I got it. But there's different experiences that you go over and over again and go, all right, still living this one out. So true. Look, I have absolutely loved today speaking with you. I think we can all relate to this. Share a little bit more, if you will, Eric, about the work that you do specifically, and then how can people reach out and connect with you? What's the best way?
Absolutely. So, yes, I work with faith-centered women. If you have a God-given vision and you're ready to kingdom work, you know that it's about more than just making money. You're trying to actually make a difference in the world and advance the gospel. Then I work with women like you. The best way to reach me is to go to my website, confidentcompetentfulfilled.com. And I've got my information there. And I also have social media accounts, which I'm not a huge social media person, but I'm trying. I've got a Facebook page at confidentcompetentfulfilled, as well as Instagram and
Yeah, fabulous. And of course, we'll put all of the details on how you can connect with Erica on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE204. Erica, one of the things I'm doing for all of my guests is just to end the interview with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Erica, and through her sharing her journey in insights, we can be reminded of how important it is to lean into you, to remain wary about where we're putting our attention, where we're getting our information from, so that we can have those silent times where we can lean in, we can read the word, and ensure that we hear from you and the direction that you want our business to go in. Father, we just want to ask for your continued blessing and clarity on the work that Erica is doing with her clients. Father, you know, so often when we identify what it is that you want us to do in our kingdom, our focused businesses, whether we're coaches, consultants, or however we're sharing our expertise, Lord, when we are aligned with your will, and we continue on a daily basis to seek your word and your kingdom first and foremost, Lord, that is when you're able to take your super, align that with our natural, and we can certainly generate not only supernatural results, but, Father, further your kingdom, which is what it's all about. So, Father, we just want to pray for those people who are listening and watching today, pray a blessing over them as well, and certainly for your continued support over the work that Erica is doing too. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for the work you continue to do. As I said, I think once we get that clarity, we can step far more confidently in who we are meant to be and just have that trust. And I think specifically for women, we need that clarity, don't we? That clarity gives us certainty, and that certainty it helps us build our confidence. And we know where that one certainty first and foremost has to be in our relationship with the Lord and who he says we are. So it's a great reminder in the message that you're sharing today and in the work that you do. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.